We will now read selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of working faith above reason. We remind you that you can ask questions on cup.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We have a question. It's clear that I'm under the full control of the Creator every moment. Now, if I'm under His control, is my work to agree with the fact that I'm in that state, with the thoughts I have, the actions, the desires, the inner actions, the external ones, regardless of what, where I simply let go of everything, and I'm pleased with my state to a point where I don't want anything to change, and this is my correction? Or do I check myself not in order to be released, freed of all the goals, to bring myself to some new state, but rather to determine who the Creator is and who I am now, and then it's not enough that I'm freed of all the problems and wanting to assimilate the Creator, His power, where I become like a drop of seed within the womb, not making any decisions, determining anything, or perhaps I want to grow and do something. So, what is my proper way to advance? Because I do want to move towards a different and new state, not to be completely annulled and say that everything is in the hands of the Creator and I don't want to change anything. Whatever the Creator does, it's all for the best. So here we have a few questions. We will try to scrutinize them. Let's see.
So, we're reading excerpt 24 from Rabash. What does it mean that Moses was perplexed about the birth of the moon in the work? We must believe in the sages who tell us that all our work, however we work, if the person attributes the work to the Creator, even if it is in utter lowliness, the Creator enjoys it. The person should be happy that he can do things while in a state of lowliness. The person should tell himself that he enjoys this work, which is entirely above reason. Reasonably thinking, this work is not considered work, meaning an important act that the Creator enjoys. Yet, he believes in the sages who told us that the Creator does enjoy it. However, this is above reason. Again, excerpt 24. We must believe in the sages who tell us that all our work, however we work, if the person attributes the work to the Creator, even if it is in utter lowliness, the Creator enjoys it. The person should be happy that he can do things while in a state of lowliness. The person should tell himself that he enjoys this work, which is entirely above reason. Reasonably thinking, this work is not considered work, meaning an important act that the Creator enjoys. Yet he believes in the sages who told us that the Creator does enjoy. However, this is above reason.
I don't see any questions, so I suppose this is clear. Except for Hebrew 10, which are always asking. So let's read it again.
Again, excerpt 24 from Rabash. What does it mean that Moses was perplexed about the birth of the moon in the work? We must believe in the sages who tell us that all our work, however we work, if the person attributes the work to the Creator, even if it is in utter lowliness, the Creator enjoys it. The person should be happy that he can do things while in a state of lowliness. The person should tell himself that he enjoys this work, which is entirely above reason. Reasonably thinking, this work is not considered work, meaning an important act that the Creator enjoys. Yet he believes in the sages who told us that the Creator does enjoy. But this is above reason.
Ken. אז מי שם רצה?
No, yes, so who was there? Well, Hebrew 10.
I'd like to ask, in the text it says to attribute everything to the Creator, and that he enjoys it.
Well, first of all, is this the truth or isn't it? If it's true, then what's the problem?
Sorry, I didn't understand. What do you mean, truth?
Continue.
So I'd like to ask about it. Earlier we heard that to attribute to the general the work means that one shifts it from the klipot, the shell, to kedusha.
Continue.
This is related to attributing to the Creator?
If I ascribe everything to the Creator, then I'm doing certain work here, saying that there's none else besides Him, and I adhere to that work, and I depend on Him. Well, that's an action already.
So I'm trying to understand practically, what does it mean? Well, for me, as much as I understand it, to attribute to the Creator means, at least as a beginning, to attribute it to the 10.
No, it's not the beginning. There's no such thing. The Creator is the Creator. What does it have to do with the 10? The 10 is the 10. The Creator is the Creator. The 10 is a vessel. It's a system. And the Creator is the upper force, the upper power of bestowal. How can you shift between one and the other and say it's the same thing?
Oh, of course not the same, but that's the approach, the way to get there.
I don't know what you're saying. Well, all right, say it.
Maybe I'm getting all confused here. But
so think.
Sorry.
When you people start speaking, you should already know what exactly it is that you want to say, and not to spread the whole thing before us opening it. All right, Toronto 2.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. The question is from the beginning of the lesson. In this state, what should a person do? Raise a prayer or stay in that state and say, okay, this is what I received, and I need to go above reason and accept the situation, or raise a prayer and ask to change the situation? What is not correct to do in such a state?
First of all, what you got? You got, and certainly you got it from the Creator. That's one thing. Now, secondly, do you want to remain with what you received? Perhaps yes, perhaps no. Do you agree with the Creator or don't you?
Let's say I don't agree. I don't want it. I feel like zero. I want to feel the friends. I want to feel the lesson. And suddenly I'm nothing. I'm zero.
All right, so there's room for prayer.
So in this state, we should raise a prayer.
Despite the fact that it's clear to you that you receive all these states from the Creator, it doesn't absolve you from turning to Him. Of course, you can't turn to Him. It's called, My Sons Have Defeated Me, where the Creator awakens in us all sorts of imperfect states, and we keep demanding more wholeness, more perfection from Him.
Okay, so what does it mean, if it's okay to ask? What does it mean to be happy with the state that the Creator gives you, to go above reason?
The fact that you're under His care, that makes you happy. But you're not happy about your own state. You want to be closer to Him, to the Creator.
United with Jevrei.
Творец наслаждается тем, что мы несем Его чемодан с отдачей, помогая друг другу.
The Creator enjoys it when we help each other.
USA Northwest.
Is the main part here, is that reflected light, is that where the focus should be in serving the Creator?
Vadai.
Of course. Vadai. Of course.
Itafri.
Maestro, ti chiedo scusa se domando sempre stasera, ma ti volevo chiedere che cos'è il lavoro in assoluta bassezza? Qual è la percezione dell'assoluta bassezza? E come facciamo?
I wanted to ask, what is this work in absolute lowliness? What is the work in this state of absolute lowliness, utter lowliness? How can we work in such a state to give contentment to the Creator?
Utter lowliness means that a person doesn't take himself into account, but rather he thinks of his work within the general vessel. Almata.
Almata. Рав, радость за низкое состояние обычно можно поднять только после прохождения этого состояния.
Joy for this lowly state, you can understand it only after you go through this state. So the question is, can we call this work faith above reason, or can the true prayer be only?
He is in his prayer in a lower state where he feels it to be a low state. So accordingly, he elevates his prayer up even higher. Yes, Tbilisi.
Рав, когда человек с одной стороны ощущает, что весь мир — это Творец.
When a person on the one hand feels that the whole world is the Creator, and on the other hand, he needs to somehow care for the correction of the whole world. How does it work correctly?
I can't explain this. You have to scrutinize it yourself. But it goes together and there is no conflict. There is no conflict there.
Jerusalem.
How do we perform an action above reason in a state where it's not even clear to you how the Creator enjoys this situation? What He enjoys?
The Creator enjoys what the friends enjoy in the true ten. Petach Tikva 8.
Rav.
Rav. How? By attributing the work to the Creator, it helps a person to develop and brings a person to the level of the Creator.
What other actions can elevate a person? I don't understand the question.
But how does it? How do we get to know the Creator only by agreeing? The fact that we agree with the Creator, how does it help us develop and bring us to His level?
Gilad, do you understand him?
Yes, by us attributing things to the Creator, that's one thing. But how does it bring us to equivalence and adhesion with the Creator?
The fact that I attach to the Creator everything that happens to me is He's the source of it all, that gives me a connection to Him. I have no one, nothing else in my life that determines my whole life for me. There is nothing else. On all my degrees, the degree of my beast and my thinking and my soul, everything, it all comes from Him, from the Creator. So if I ascribe everything to Him, immediately now I have a sort of adhesion to Him, but it's on the degree of the still, inanimate. Now, how do I elevate my adhesion to such a degree where I advance? So here I need to be in a 10. Because I don't know if I'm adhered to Him like a dot, where everything that, if everything that comes to me comes from Him, then I'm just a dot. Right? How from this dot then do I move towards advancement? I don't know. So here the group must help me. The adhesion of the group, all the friends who I see as being in the corrected form, and it doesn't matter what I see, it's what I feel from them, right? Anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws, but if I feel that that I'm in a perfect 10, and this is the structure of Adam HaRishon, and within it the Creator dwells, and I've just gotten this opportunity to adhere to them, then to the extent that I approach them and want to enter into them, to integrate, to be immersed in them. That is my work then. So I have a direction now. And then, according to this direction, this vector, I begin to develop. It's all about how to integrate in the 10 more and more. I have no other choice. Even though it takes a lot of time, even though I convince myself, but this is the way of it. Moscow 3.
Учитель, вы сказали, победить Творца — это постоянно требует совершенства.
You said that to defeat the Creator means to constantly demand wholeness. What does it mean to defeat the Creator?
Ленацех — это буре, за некра, ницху не банай.
To defeat the Creator means, my sons have defeated me. Where we demand that He correct us, because He created all of the flaws in us. And we understand that we require all these flaws. We're not angry with Him for creating us so flawed, because our attainment is between the flawed state and the corrected state. So anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. So we thank Him for creating us so terrible, so awful, because through the correction we invert, and in the gap, the difference between these two states, we will attain the whole of reality. Ashkelon.
To defeat the Creator and to delight the Creator, it's the same?
Yes, you can say that. Yes, according to the action. Ashkelon.
Vector, gam bonim, v'gam mechapsim.
The vector, we build it and we also search for it.
What did he say?
The vector, do we build it or also search for it?
Yes, to begin with, you search for it and later you build it, yes. It means that my actions will match the acts of my forefathers or the upper act. Yes, Latin 2.
Rab, el Creador nos presenta amigos en el trabajo que realmente uno los admira y quisiera ser como ellos.
The Creator places friends before us in the work that I very much admire and I want to be like them. He also shows you friends that are the complete opposite of it.
So what?
How do I attribute both to the Creator?
Yeah, how attribute? How do you know what's straight and what's the opposite? You need to accept them as they are, as you see them, even though it seems to you that they're obstructing, that they're doing whatever they're doing. You need to accept them as given from the Creator, as a given. Petah Tikva 5.
Is it possible to suffer in the vessels of reception and enjoy in the vessels of bestowal that are above reason simultaneously? And is that what we want to reach?
Yes, this will be to receive in order to bestow, though. Petah Tikva 26.
Hello, Rav. My question is, what does it mean, no matter how we work, however we work, in the excerpt?
I don't care about the actions, I care about the intention. The actions the Creator chooses, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's my integration with the whole general vessel of Adam HaRishon, with respect to where I am and where I need to be at every moment. Well, whatever happens, happens. But I must have the correct intention with regard to all these actions. And so it doesn't matter to me the state I'm in itself, but it's all about how I assemble my intention on it, in it. Yes, Petah Tikva 24.
Please turn off the speaker. The question is unconditional surrender. Sorry.
All right.
Florida.
Florida.
Yes, Rav. Thank you. We hear this every lesson. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than his friend. Is this that I have a stronger yearning than the friend for the Creator?
No, I become greater than the friend if I overcome my egoistic desire, and if that egoistic desire is greater than the friend's. The more corrupted I am, through correction, I will become the most righteous. Clear? Мак.
Рав, что означает, что разум подсказывает,
Rav,
что эта работа?
What does it mean that the mind helps us to understand that this work cannot be important when it's giving the Creator contentment?
Apparently, the evil inclination. All right, so we will continue on.
Okay, so we're going to excerpt 25 from Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? A person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Likewise, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do it as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.
Good. We will continue. Kiev.
Да, скажите, вот то, что мы говорили вот об этой работе, когда я включаюсь, растворяюсь в товарищах в каждый момент времени над частным состоянием, вот это лучше делать по графику как-то, либо спонтанно, просто в течение дня, сколько получается?
Зех шадам михоли садер.
It's best that a person arranges these things all the time. We have many states, exits. That's how.
Ну постоянно это просто я как бы, чтобы я не ощущал вообще в любом состоянии, просто я ныряю вот в это соединение с товарищами, да, и там с Творцом.
Ken.
Meaning all I have to do goes always in connection? Yes, exactly. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav. La mia domanda è: quando il creatore mi manda questi stati di bassezza nel lavoro, dovrei essere felice perché questo è il mio lavoro, questi sono i miei sforzi, appartengono a me, giusto?
When
the Creator sends me these states of descent, do I be rejoicing in that? I need to rejoice in every state that I'm given, because I receive it from Him for sure, and I need to be certain that I am trying 100% as much as I'm capable to come to the Creator. And then I need to be in joy all the time. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. What's the difference between faith above reason and justifying the Creator?
Justifying the Creator is something that a person can do in every given state, whether yes or no. Faith above reason is not just justifying the Creator. It's choosing an order to the actions that I pace upon in order to define a path, which is called, that path is called faith above reason. It's a series of states which I consider that I need to go by and act that way. And then it's considered that in that I go above reason, in faith above reason.
What do you mean, states?
States that I'm building for myself each time more steps.
New York 4.
New York 4.
When I'm high, I hold on to the Creator. And when I'm low, I hold on to the Creator. Does that mean that I will never disconnect from the Creator?
Ken.
Yes, that's what we need. where it doesn't matter what state you're in, whether it's an ascent or descent, you are constantly in adhesion with the Creator. And that's it. It's like you're traveling on a roller coaster. And the main thing is to hold on. And whether it goes up or down, it doesn't matter. As long as you hold on. That's it. What remains is just Ashkelon.
Well, the question is about contentment to the Creator. Why during the state of Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, when you go above reason, the Creator disappears. The Creator delights. The purpose is to receive.
First of all, Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, doesn't disappear when you go to receive in order to bestow. Of course, relative to yourself, you remain delighted in mercy. But even beyond the Chafetz Chesed of not receiving anything, you add that you're receiving for others. This doesn't damage you. You're not deleting your delighted in mercy. Do you understand?
Yes. The question is, why does the Creator receive contentment from not receiving?
You don't receive when you're receiving in order to bestow. It's not considered that you're receiving.
And in delighted in mercy, I receive nothing.
Chafetz Chesed is a minimal state in which you don't receive anything, and from that state onwards, you begin to develop the reception in order to bestow. And you're activating your vessels of reception to receive in order to bestow, not for yourself. That's why it's not considered that you're receiving. On the contrary, moreover, you're giving more. You're moving through you all the pleasures to others. So here you have work to receive them, not for yourself, and to move them in connecting to the desires of the others, and to bestow to them as if you were to bestow to yourself. And moreover, because you're bestowing to them, it's against your ego's several multiples. Do you understand to what extent this is?
Right, that's what I'm asking. Delighted in mercy, is he in bestowal or is only restriction?
Delighted in mercy is not considered bestowal.
So the Creator receives contentment from that?
The Creator has contentment because nevertheless it's upon the desire that the Creator created in him. Kafkaz.
Вот когда из низкого состояния я представляю себя на подъеме,
when from the lowest state I imagine myself as ascending, it means that the Creator is helping me, or is it me lifting myself by the hair, like Munchausen?
You can't put yourself in any such state of putting yourself in or out. All these actions are occurring by the light that becomes greater or smaller relative to you, and this is how you're being played with. You're like a yo-yo on a string. You're just jumping up and down like that. But you need to understand what is being done with you, who's doing this with you, and why, for what, and what states you prefer.
MAC VG2. All the states that he's sending me to lead me to the king's palace, I need to also shine the light that he will stop this providence?
Well,
do I need to illuminate myself?
You need to ask, to demand for this to happen.
For what to happen?
For greater illumination to appear. PT 19.
Hello. He's saying here that he gave him the strength to overcome the choice of the spies. Who are those spies?
The spies are our desires to receive that specifically awaken in order to deviate a person to awaken a person to see that these are not his desires, but they're kind of like side desires, and they tempt him. They tempt him to go to those desires and fill them.
So how do you work with those spies? What do I have to do?
You need to scrutinize whether it's considered on the way of the Creator or not. If it's not on the path of the Lord, then you don't go with them.
When I work with the 10, there's a quality of spies in the work between me and my 10?
You might be drawing them to another side and showing them how there's more to be profited by here, and that's called the spies.
So it's a quality I have to overcome?
I don't hear what you're saying.
Is this a quality that
Where's your microphone?
The microphone is here.
Then speak to the microphone like you just did now.
Do I need to overcome the qualities of these spies to perform a certain action above reason?
Certainly, you have to check every single thought you have. You have to examine whether it's the spies or not.
But it's against a certain quality.
You need to check whether what you want to carry out now, to execute, comes from the spies in you that are deviating you from your path, or do they come from the path of good? Usually from the path of good, nothing comes, either from the will to receive or worse, where the will to receive clothes in the form of spies, where it seems to you that you'll become a righteous from that.
Good morning. I want to ask the ascents in the sense that we receive. We know that it's all coming from the Creator, but during the descents, where is your overcoming to ascend again? Through the request, the prayer, the friends, where do you receive this state?
The descents that come to us do not demand of us too much work, because in a descent, I lose the forces, I lose the recognition of godliness, greatness, and therefore, in states of descent, there aren't too many transgressions, since I'm in a state that the state itself is operating on me. However, the transgression in descents is that which I did not prepare for those descents from the ascents that I had, that I didn't prepare myself in having a storage, a force, a strong group, and habits to wake up in the morning, to work, to connect to my 10, etc., etc. And if I do those things, then in the descents, I use them and pass through them quickly and easily. Whereas if I didn't prepare myself during this time of ascent, then I have nothing to use during the time of a descent. Because during the descent, nothing comes to me, and I have no forces of my own. Just to prepare myself during the time of the ascent for the states of descent, which will come for sure.
Latin Shalosh.
Latin 3.
Hola, querido maestro.
Hello, dear Rav.
¿Qué relación tiene el orgullo? ¿Qué significa? ¿Tiene alguna relación con la sensualidad?
The article talks about when to use pride in the work. What is the pride? What is the connection between ascent and descent?
I use the pride that I received some special role from the Creator. Let's say, from what country are you from in South America?
Soy de Mexico.
Oh, I'm from Mexico.
Oh, so you're from Mexico. How many people are there in your country? How many people? 300,000? 400,000? How many people live in Mexico? and you're a chosen one. Let's say with you, another 10, 15 have been chosen from all the 400 million people that live there. Do you understand what that means? That behind you, there are 100 million people that weren't chosen. You're the best of those 100 million. Well, just don't explode from your importance, yes? But it's really, this is considered that you have to, you must now move all the connection with godliness, with the care for the world, to all those 100 million that are behind you.
Gracias, maestro.
Good.
Thank you, Rob.
BBUK.
Спасибо. Мой вопрос так, в чём же разница?
Thank you. My question is, what is the difference between a regular group and a strong group where everyone is together and everything? Doesn't the Creator want everyone to be strong?
There's a process, and in this process we're all connected to everyone. We stand upon the previous Kabbalists, and we need to prepare the infrastructure for the people that will follow until we all come to the disclosure, the revelation of the general Kli. So each of us has a role, and each of us needs to think of everyone.
Ida, is there a question of a friend?
I have a question from a friend.
Participate to the lesson. Because of my corporate life, I can't attend morning lesson. Due to participation of my friends for the morning lesson, does it mean that I include to the lesson with them? Why can't I attend and give effort for morning lesson?
That you need to check on your own or within the 10. But don't ask me, I won't answer you. You need to examine your state, either alone, and it's best later, with the 10. That's it. And together with the 10, decide what situation you're in exactly, what you need to do, whether to remain like now, or to nevertheless advance. Where are we, Gilad? I don't hear you.
We're in excerpt number 26.
Still 26?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's do 26. Let's read this too.
Okay, excerpt number 26, Rabash, volume 3, article 71, the meaning of exile. When he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to this work. Afterwards, when he was permitted to see that there is a matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs from the exile. And how does he run away from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he need to do? What does he do? He commits suicide, meaning leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs from the exile and commits suicide. This is, as it is written, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous will walk in them, the transgressors will fail in them. However, he should go above reason. And a descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith. Rather, now he must do more work. In the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work. Again, excerpt number 26 from Article 71, The Meaning of Exile. When he began to work, there had to be some pleasure and reward for which the body agreed to the work. Afterwards, when he was permitted to see that there is the matter of for the sake of the Creator, because a mitzvah induces a mitzvah, and he had to ask to be delivered from exile, then he runs away from the exile. And how does he run away from the exile? It is by saying that he will not succeed in this work. Thus, what does he do? He commits suicide, meaning he leaves the work and returns to corporeal life, which is regarded as the wicked in their lives are called dead. It follows that where he should have asked for redemption from exile, he runs away from the exile and commits suicide. This is, as it is written, the ways of the Lord are straight, the righteous will walk in them, and the transgressors will fail in them. However, he should go above reason, and a descent in spirituality does not mean that now he has no faith. Rather, now he must do more work, and the previous faith is considered a descent compared to this work.
רב לא שומעים.
פיתי חמש.
פיתי פייב.
אם מצווה גורמת...
If a mitzvah induces another mitzvah, then why did it drag him towards transgression?
What is a mitzvah and what is a transgression?
Mitzvah that ascribes everything to the Creator and transgression that he is disconnected and is
in reality. So how can a mitzvah induce or become a transgression?
Yes, how?
In a higher degree. In a higher degree. What is good to do for a child at 1 year old is not good to do to a child at 2 years of age. That's called a mitzvah, and that's a transgression. That's how we are all the time. When we raise ourselves up. When he, what was suitable and good is now not good.
What determines if he can be, he can go from one mitzvah to another, or if he falls to a transgression?
It can't be. How can such a thing be? There's no righteous in the land who has done good and has not sinned. He needs to fall to understand. He comes to a certain height, and from that height he must fall in order to recognize the deficiencies at that height, where he inverts at that height from the panim to achoraim, from the face, this anterior to the posterior. But that's already of the next degree, and then he starts to ascend. Until he reaches the panim, the face again. And when he reaches the panim, there's another inversion. And that's how he advances all the time. This is called steps or degrees along the way.
So a mitzvah that induces a mitzvah means that it gives him additional work for a place for work.
Certainly every mitzvah induces a transgression, and every transgression induces a mitzvah. That's the only way you can do it. That's why there's no righteous in the land who has not done good in the land without sinning. One sin has to be in between one good and another. Okay. Africa.
Our question is, what's the difference between one who justifies the creator on the path and what the sages say that there's no righteous in the land? How do you differentiate between the two kinds of people, please?
That's how it is with each and every one. Each and one, you can't dictate it's this and it's like that. Each time you have to choose. Each time you choose. New York 4.
If I'm always holding on to the Creator, how does a person recognize if he is in an ascent or a descent?
Good question. A very cunning question. The question is like this. I could be gripping on to the Creator all the time. In that, do I feel a sense and descent? A sense and descent in what? Through which discernment do I feel an ascent or a descent? If I am constantly holding on to the Creator, I feel that ascent or descent, not in the speed or in movement, but rather in addition, in acceleration, how much I am in my coefficient of this ascent. Meaning my ascents may not be ascents. Right, go up and down, ascend and descend, ascend and descend, and I add and add and add and add. But are there in such things advancement upon that? In the square of that, or the power of this, or power of that. Am I sticking to myself in this adhesion? Am I progressing in that way? But it's a good question. That's nice. Nice. Well, let's see Hebrew 10.
So, ascents and descents, we don't measure with respect to bitter and sweet, but towards true and false.
Yes.
So, a descent means that instead of indifference, I don't care.
No. Indifference and I don't care could be not a sign of a descent at all. To the extent in which I am upon the feeling of indifference and I don't care, I adhere myself to the Creator. But the states I receive from above, the Creator is now taking all my forces from me, all the feelings, and I am truly in a state that there's no I. Truly, my greatest desire is to feel nothing, to die, to nullify. Now the question is how I work from that state.
I don't understand how what you describe now is called a descent and not an ascent.
In that you're feeling, is it a descent or not?
Yeah, but we said we don't measure in the feeling, but towards truth and false.
Then you're moving to the false and truth. So what do you measure? According to what are you measuring? Upon this empty state, can you be in joy, in gratitude to the Creator, as if you received from Him all the world?
So it's considered an ascent.
That's called an ascent.
So I'm asking about a descent. What is the meaning of a descent?
A descent is where you're not capable of coming to a state being able to give gratitude to the Creator.
You depicted it to us like a bicycle wheel where part is in the descent, part is in the ascent, but everything is advances. Is this how to organize it in my head to understand the difference between a descent and an ascent?
No, it's like we talked today and we talked about this several times before too, that we need to enter not the state itself. You have your feeling, then you rise to the feeling, to the purpose of this state, what it is for on its own. Now, what this state wants to, for you to do from it, what it's awakening you for, how you can give forth the correct response, and how, upon this response, you attribute it to the Creator. And for yourself, you demand not a thing. That's the action. Why are you... Well, I understand that there's the possibility of getting a little confused here. Okay, friends, Gilad, we're moving to part three.
So our next stage is we'll hear a song and then the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Полет мечты, цели прямо вверх.